good team working on this. They did a very thorough job, put a lot of detail into that report, as you'll see. The report was conducted at the request of Congress. It stipulated specifically in appropriations bill that we should take a look at the office and how it was working and whether it had been doing a better job than was reported several years ago in an earlier study.
And so give us your sort of the high-level findings. What did you spent a lot of time, and I know it's, what, it's 100 and some odd pages. Give us a sense as to what you found.
Well, the most important findings were that the Office of National Drug Control Policy should reorient itself to perform its mission more effectively by issuing a more comprehensive national strategy each year, and then by paying more attention to the rebalancing its workforce and to its relationships with Congress and with the other agencies that are part of the community that is supposed to be involved in this counter-drug effort.
And there are all sorts of policy issues in there, but there are a bunch of management issues, too. And one of the recommendations that you have is to build a collaborative and consultative culture. Mm-hmm. Explain what that means and how it applies.
Sure. Well, over time, the management structure at ONDCP has changed so that at the time we looked at it, even though it's only about 106 employees, 25% of those people were political appointees, and there was one supervisor for every two employees, which is really out of balance in many different ways compared to lots of other agencies. So that had resulted in a sort of a division between the top management officials and the workforce, and there appeared to be a culture developing of mistrust and misunderstanding and lack of communications, which didn't help either the people on top or the people doing the work to get
right.
the jobs done.
So is that what you mean by streamlining the organization and rebalancing the workforce?
Yes, absolutely. Try to get more technical experts into the workforce, cut back on the number of political appointees and Schedule C appointees in the organization, and make sure that supervisors actually are working as supervisors and not just supervising one employee or in some cases none.
One of the things that when I was reading through it last night, one of the things that I found interesting is, of course, now there's all sorts of czars for all sorts of different issues. And I thought a lot of the stuff that you were talking about could actually be applied as these other czars are coming in to oversee their areas and lessons learned from. I mean, the drug czar was really was a czar before it was cool to be a czar. Give folks an idea of some of the lessons that can be taken from the drug czar's experience.
Well, the czar is a bit of a misnomer because one of the problems is you create an agency, and you have to be careful of this anytime you have a coordinating agency, and we're dealing with a couple of others and that have that sort of responsibility. If you ask an agency to coordinate other people's activities and you expect those other agencies to pay any attention to the coordinator, then you have to make sure the coordinator has the authorities to, in effect, force or influence
right.
the other agencies to do what the coordination requires.
That makes sense.
With ONDCP, it's pretty thin. They have the authority to decertify the drug counter budgets of other agencies, but they really don't have a lot of enforcement capabilities.
Were there issues of ideology then that are getting in the way? And the more I'm hearing from you, the more it sounds as though there were a lot of politics as opposed to policy.
Well, the policy issues came to light in terms of the drug strategy. For one reason or another, the previous management there had decided that this drug strategy and the reporting of results relating to that strategy should focus on two aspects of the drug problem, one being marijuana use as opposed to other kinds of substances, narcotics and otherwise, and also youth as opposed to the whole drug user population. So from the outset, the strategy was very, very narrowly focused, and the reports at the end of each year about progress were focusing on this very narrow slice of the entire problem. Now, the rationale was that marijuana is an entry drug and that people who are already drug users are basically beyond saving, so that we should focus on these young people and try to prevent them from getting into heavier drug use.
And you have a whole chapter on the sort of human capital governance structure and sort of workforce issues. Talk a little bit about the issues that were in there.
Well, again, if you're going to run any organization, you're going to have leadership, obviously, and you're going to have people who actually do the work. And in order for the organization to work effectively, there has to be a level of trust and understanding between and among those two groups of people, some clear understanding what the mission is, some sense of incentives and rewards and expectations and accountability for results. And when you get a workforce that's unbalanced and uneven as this one is, then it's very, very difficult to maintain that equilibrium and to have the workforce supporting the objectives of the supervisors and managers of the place.
I know, and we're just about out of time, but I know you presented the findings to the new administration. Any response back on how they're accepting those or what they're going to do with them?
Well, ONDCP responded. The way we do our business here is, first of all, we use an expert panel. So we have people looking into this who oversee the work of the staff and who really understand the problem, and including a person who was appointed by ONDCP to that panel. Then when we come down to the point where we actually write the report at the end of the process, we give the agency a draft, and we allow them to review it and comment on it. And ONDCP did that. They came back with voluminous comments, most of which we accommodated one way or another. And the report will highlight places where we disagreed with them. We state their position and so on. Obviously, there's been a turnover there. There's an acting administrator, an acting drug czar, if you will. And there's been talk about a new appointment involving a fellow named Gil Kurlikowski, who's the police chief in Seattle. That hasn't been confirmed yet. So we didn't expect that ONDCP or the new administration would react to this report in any substantive way yet. They have to get their own house in order, get people in place who are in a position to exercise new policies and to evaluate our recommendations in the workforce and so on.